Well, I can think of at least two figures like that. One is Dmitry Yarosh, the leader of the right sector nationalist organization. He's one who wasn't a public figure before the protest started. He's one of those who went up with the escalation of the protest. And he's supported by a part of the protesters, mostly by the radical protesters, because he's the leader of these people. And another figure is Andrei Paruby, who is a lawmaker and actually a member of the opposition party that used to be the party of Yulia Tymoshenko. He wasn't one of the prominent lawmakers. He wasn't on the top of the party list before the protest. But once the protest evolved in the city, he took responsibility for how the protest camp functions, because the protest has like this. It occupies Independence Square and it has a big camp, this tent with occupied buildings, with makeshift kitchens and medical aid stations. And it all functions like a city within a city. And Andrei Paruby has been the person who was like in charge of the daily life of this camp. And I think he earned himself a lot of respect for his actions during the responses.